Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The doors to the Kit Kat Club have finally swung open. The highly anticipated revival of Cabaret, a critical and commercial smash for over 2 years now in the West End, begins Broadway previews tonight at the August Wilson Theater. This production is a 360-degree immersive experience, complete with pre-show and intermission entertainment, exclusive dining packages, and other premium experiences offered. Every nook and cranny of the Wilson has been greatly transformed into a swanky, upscale Berlin nightclub. The show itself is performed in the round. Eddie Redmayne reprises his award-winning London performance as the seductive MC, with Gail Rankin as the toast of Mayfair, Sally Bowles. The principal cast also includes Ato Blankson Wood, Bebe Neuwirth, Stephen Skybell, Henry Gottfried, and Natasha Diaz. Julia Cheng choreographs and Rebecca Frecknell directs. An opening night gala will be held on April 20th. Reviews will be published the following day. Also beginning previews tonight is another West End transfer, the new play Patriots, written by the Crown creator Peter Morgan. The work examines the rivalry between Russian powers Boris Berezovsky and Vladimir Putin following the fall of the former Soviet Union. Michael Stuhlbarg and Will Keen play Berezovsky and Putin. The cast also includes Luke Thallon, Stella Baker, Ronald Gutman, and Alex Hurt. Rupert Gold directs. Opening night is April 22nd for a brief run through June 23rd. A brief side note today, Stuhlbarg was randomly attacked by a homeless man last night on the Upper East Side close to Central Park. He suffered an abrasion when he was hit in the back of the neck by a rock, but he was still able to perform tonight. The man, who had been arrested before, was taken into custody and charged with assault. And finally today, another current principal Broadway actor was the victim of a high-profile crime over the weekend. John Cardoza, who plays young Noah in The Notebook, was robbed at gunpoint on Easter Sunday outside a Dunkin' location in Hamilton Heights. According to Deadline, police had said that the robber had simulated a firearm. The investigation is currently ongoing. Cardoza took to his Instagram story to provide some further details. "It started with the robber just asking for a dollar. I offered to buy him lunch because I didn't have cash on me, and it escalated from there very quickly. I am fine. Ultimately, he didn't make off with anything irreplaceable." He concluded, "Please be vigilant as the weather warms up and more people are out and about." And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.